The Fairbanks Assembly is a body elected by all members of the Fairbanks campus community. It's made up of faculty, staff, and students. The majority, of course, of the membership are faculty members. It has its authority through the Board of Regents and has been approved, of course, by the local campus chancellor. It has four main standing committees. The major one, of course, is the Academic Council. It has, I think, a very basic and...
What does the Academic Council do?
The Academic Council reviews all academic programs, courses, all the curriculum on campus, as well as academic policy, the calendar for the years, the academic calendars. In reviewing these programs, they have subcommittees that are specialized. For instance, the baccalaureate subcommittee will look at all the undergraduate programs. The graduate subcommittee reviews all the graduate requests, whether they be new courses, a new program. For instance, a new PhD program in math was approved last year. And then, of course, when the Academic Council approves the curriculum changes, the material is forwarded for chancellor approval. Certain items, according to Board of Regents policy, are to be approved by the Board of Regents, and those are forwarded on to that level of approval.
Let's talk about how people get selected to the Fairbanks Assembly. How do people get selected, and where do we get the people who are serving it from?
Okay, the members are elected, of course, by the campus community. Faculty nominate faculty. Faculty elect faculty. Other staff on campus nominate and elect their representatives. Students do the same.
Said you had students. Why are students involved in something like this?
The university is a university as I see it because of students in the first place. So yes, things that faculty and staff do affect students and vice versa.
So the students have a very active role in the Fairbanks Assembly?
Yes, they do. They serve on the Academic Council. Both graduate and undergraduate students are represented there. They serve on the budgets and staff student affairs committees. Their concerns are brought to them by student constituencies, and then the student representatives look into it on behalf of the students and make their recommendations.
Now, in addition to the Academic Affairs Committee, what are some of the other committees within the Fairbanks Assembly, and what are their functions?
I started on that a few minutes ago. The four basic committees of the assembly are the Academic Council. The three others are the Staff Affairs, which looks into matters affecting faculties and staff. Then the Student Affairs Committee, of course, that looks into matters of student concern. Then there's the Budget Committee that has authority to review the budgets each year and the procedures for implementing and the procedure for developing the budget and the priorities.
Now, on each of these, you say is a combination of, well, how's the membership of these various committees selected?
The standing committees are elected from the representatives and by the representatives of the assembly. They're all members of the assembly.
Now, the president of the assembly, well, let me get back, change my subject, change the question. The assembly acts on a number of different things. What is their ultimate authority? Are they an advisory board, or? Oh, here comes Marsha.
Come on in, Marsha.
Come on in. We're taping something. But does the committee serve as a final?
I will close the door so we can get the background noise.
Does the committee serve as a legislative body or advisory body, or exactly where do they fit on that type of role?
Okay, it has legislative authority. Of course, it's subject to approval or veto by the chancellor. If it's a if it affects only the Fairbanks campus, if the issue affects only the Fairbanks campus, then if the chancellor approves it, then it becomes campus policy or whatever. If it's a matter that affects statewide university, for instance, things having to do with statewide policy, then the Fairbanks Assembly's recommendation or proposal will be forwarded to the statewide assembly. Of course, statewide assembly has representatives from Fairbanks, Juneau, Anchorage, and the community colleges, as well as rural development. then the statewide organization reviews the issue. If they approve it, then the proposal goes to the president of the university. Certain issues he has authority to approve or veto. Certain things he has authority to. If he approves it, he will forward to the Board of Regents, which would become policy.
I've jumped around quite a bit. Is there anything I haven't asked you you'd like to have included?
Are you interested in its current?
What's some of the kind of work that the Assembly does?
The Staff Affairs Committee, for instance, has authority to look into issues dealing with tenure, promotion, benefits and leave for faculty and staff, salary, and et cetera. So one of the things that they're doing right now is, recently they passed a motion having to do with tenure and whether if someone isn't tenured, what becomes of the faculty member.
You'll cut out space, right?
I'm going to kill it right.
The chairman of the standing committees, the academic council, student, staff affairs, and budget committees, the president and vice president make up the administrative committee. They determine what will be on the agenda based on what has been submitted from the various constituencies, individuals, committees, etc. And one of the issues that are on the upcoming meeting coming up February 1st is a motion on a tuition policy. Now, this is a statewide issue, and so what the Fairbanks Assembly will be doing, has developed a proposed draft for a tuition policy that will be submitted then to the statewide assembly and to the president of the university because the president has been mandated by the Board of Regents to come up with a policy for them to address at their March 8th and 9th meeting. So on the February 1st, the assembly will adopt, amend, or whatever the proposed draft to submit as the UAF position on this issue.
What are some of the other issues that are now being addressed by, say, various other committees? Are there any ones that people could readily identify with?
I think so. The Student Affairs Committee, by the campus assembly's bylaws, they're mandated to review and develop policy for the bookstore, for instance, and so they've developed a subcommittee that is working on developing some policies as guidelines for operation of the bookstore. Some of the other things outstanding.
You had some other outstanding areas that they're addressing right now?
Yes, the Student Affairs Committee is also looking into a policy, developing a policy on cheating and plagiarism. The Staff Affairs Committee will be reviewing the criteria for faculty promotion evaluation. They are to have their submittals in by, I think, sometime in February, and then the Staff Affairs Committee will review them and make its recommendation to the Chancellor's Office so far as what the criteria for promotion would be.
Well, that sounds good. I've jumped around, as I say, quite a bit. Are there any other areas that might be that you can think of off the top of your head that are of interest right now or major concerns that are being addressed by the Assembly?
Another thing the Student Affairs Committee is doing, there has been a proposal prepared out of the Student Affairs Office for student advising. The Student Affairs Committee is reviewing this policy to make its recommendation to the full Assembly for adoption, amendment, or whatever. And then when the Assembly acts, that would be forwarded to the Chancellor's Office as well. The Assembly also has ad hoc committees. For instance, if there is a major issue that is a little beyond what the standing committees have time to handle, they will establish an ad hoc committee. One of the major ones now is the Academic Freedom Ad Hoc Committee, chaired by Susan Royer in the Math Department, a faculty member. They are to develop a draft policy for consideration by the full Assembly. That, of course, is a statewide issue. So once the Fairbanks Assembly acts, it will go to our Chancellor and then on to the statewide assemblies and statewide president's office.
Well, I thank you very much. Let me ask you one last question. Of the officers on the Assembly itself, do we have, what kind of distribution we have? I understand there's some students are officers, some faculty members are officers. How are the officers selected, and what areas do we have non-faculty members as officers, or the chairman of committees?
Well, first of all, the president is elected from at large. It can be any member of the campus community. A nominating committee nominates a president who is elected for 2 years. The nomination is made to the Assembly members. The Assembly members themselves elect their president. He does not have to be a member of the Assembly. The vice president is elected from and by the Assembly. Traditionally, it has been a student. That is not a mandate. It's not a requirement. then the standing committees, of course, are elected by the Assembly and from Assembly representatives. Then each standing committee, and once it's elected, elects its own chairperson. So it isn't mandated that the chairpersons be of any constituency, that is, faculty, staff, or students.
Thank you for your time. Anything else you'd like to add? You said there was something you wanted to add.
Yes, there are. There are several other committees of the Assembly. They are not necessarily from Assembly members, but they are very important committees elected by the Assembly, taken from nominations from at large on campus. And these are the promotion, tenure, sabbatical leave, grievance, evaluation of teaching effectiveness, a whole string of these types of committees. There are specific criteria for membership on these committees. And then, of course, I think you can logically see the importance of them. The promotion committee, of course, reviews files of faculty members who wish to be promoted. They submit their promotion applications. The tenure committee reviews, of course, faculty members who are up for committee for tenure. Grievance council, of course, is ongoing and busy all the time because of. If not formal grievances, they are advising people who have questions regarding employment procedures or whatever.
Dr. Phillips, what are the advantages to UAF of having a Fairbanks Assembly, a body like the Fairbanks Assembly?
Well, very quickly, Steve, while the Assembly has always been a force in university governance, it has been made more so under the shared management philosophy of Chancellor O'Rourke. For example, there is nothing so critical in administration generally as the manner in which an organization regards its human resources, its most important assets. The tenure committee, promotion committee, sabbatical leave, and grievance committees, all standing committees of the Assembly, play a central role in shaping the human resource profile of the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and in the process ensure that we become the type of organization of excellence to which we aspire, all at the same time ensuring fair and impartial treatment in the implementation of our personnel policy.